Here are today's top stories. The president visited Cuba, marking the first time that a sitting president has visited this country since the 50s. So there you have it, folks. History in the making. Our president flew 4 hours to an island to say, "Let there be Coca-Cola." The city of Chicago is borrowing $220 million for pension payments. Come on, you know they're good for it. And if they're not, it's okay. They'll just sell something off to a private company. You've heard of red light cameras? How about red light tolls? Think about it. Every light, you pay 35 cents. Done. I should be governor. Speaking of governor, Governor Rauner's finally getting into the presidential race. If Trump wins the GOP nominee, Rauner is all in. And if Rauner can deliver Illinois to Trump in November, oh, he's going to get so many free hats and free robes and steaks and wine and gold. I mean, Rauner's going to be up to his elbows in Trump junk. Wait, that came off wrong. Mayor Emanuel's wading into some divisive waters with his latest idea. He wants to split the jogger and biker traffic on a lakeshore bike path. Always divisive. Come on, Mayor. Could you please be a unifier just once? I mean, that's why we brought you into office. Bring us together. Don't tear us apart. Chipotle, in the midst of marketing challenge due to stores having to close because of outbreaks, are now sweetening the deal, adding chips and guac to get you back in. Yep, free chips and guac. Now, I forget that there's probably a serious problem with what Chipotle is growing to put on their plates, but chips and guac. But come on, it's a cool word. Guac is so good. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren took on Trump today, calling him not only a loser, but a bully. Trump responded by pulling her hair, gouging out the eyes of her dolly, and then saying, "You know, I like you." Apple announced a new iPad today. It's got a few new wrinkles. It's going to sport better optics, tone display, and pencil support. Pencil support. Yeah, let me look that up in the manual. Oh, that's just tech for expensive. Yeah, okay. A new study says that standing desks don't really help your health. That's a bummer, because they certainly don't help with your social life. Dorks much? Ho-ho! What's up, Trump? Yeah. Me and Trump. Woo! Dorks. Lollapalooza tickets go on sale tomorrow. Let me guess who's going to headline. Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's always a 70% chance that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to play. Do they have something on Perry Farrell? I mean, like, did they have video of Farrell killing Natalie Wood or something? Why? Always, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. In weather, it's the first day of spring. So stealthy nice. So you look out the window and you're like, oh man, it's swimming weather. It's so nice. I'm going to get an Italian ice. Who needs a coat? Who needs a shirt? And then you get outside and you're like, oh God, it's 45 degrees. That happened to me 3 times this weekend. In sports, the Sweet 16 is in, and I don't care. It's hard when nobody from the area is represented. Now, the closest is Notre Dame, but it's Notre Dame. The Lady Blue Demons made it to the Sweet 16. DePaul quietly has the best basketball program in Chicago, a few years running, but nobody seems to care. I say this is a perfect time for Chicago to rise up and get behind the Lady Blue Demons, because who else is there? I'll let you think. Right? Exactly. The NFL winter meetings take place this week in Boca, which is so funny to watch, the old rich white guys in Tommy Bahama short sleeve collared shirts. The Bears brass is there, and there's talk that they're still in the hunt for free agent help. Come on, it's like 7 more guys. That's all I ask, like 7 more free agents. This is the best time of the year before you guys go 7-9. The Bulls are currently in the 8th seed by percentage points. They are in the playoffs, just how Gar and Pax drew it up. They get the Kings tonight. Gasol is back. There you go. And finally, we are releasing carbon into our atmosphere at a rate that is faster than any time in the last 66 million years. I mean, really, people, we need to start talking about this. What? I can get free quesadillas, too? So I can get burritos, quesadillas, and chips and guac? Man, Chipotle rocks. Wait, what were we talking about again? Well, that's the carryout for March 21st, 2016. Hey, we got a first day of spring special. Yeah, it's just a burger and fries, like always, but we may open a window.